Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos, following the Sachas Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Nazir Shehayashev Yayin Kol Hayom. The Nazir, who Torah allows a person to take a vow to become what's called a Nazir, and one of the things he has to do as a Nazir is to abstain from wine. So you have a Nazir who is drinking wine all day. Now that's an Aver, and we can't do that, and it's a Chayav Makos. And a Chayav Ela Achas, he's only Chayav one time. He's drinking straight through the whole day, one uninterrupted drinking binge. He's Chayav only the one time. Amar Lo, if they said to him, people said to this Nazir, al tishta, multiple warnings. He told him, don't drink. So he shows, and then he continues to drink. Chayav will call achas re'achas. So b'chayav, each and every time, he was warned. That seems to be a sort of our mission. We're learning that a warning generates the ability to violate that warning to be chayav. So you need multiple warnings to have multiple chayav. So it says there out here, ino chayav al-achas, al-ma she-shasa, to-chidei dibor shel-hasra. He's only chayav on that which he drank, to-chidei dibor, which is a few seconds worth of time. It's the time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem or Yerevi. That amount of time, if you drink, you know, that amount of time, enough to be chayav, that's what he would be chayav on for that period of time after the warning. Yimai l'son of kli, sheish v'kam reviyus yain, if in front of him was a kli, a vessel that has many measures, many reviyuses of wine, but amelon, he said, al tishta kli zed, don't drink this kli, sheish v'kach v'kach shiur, and it has so many measures of chayuvim, or so many reviyuses in it, Shetil kakach kach malchus, you're going to get this many lashes. Then chayav al kol shir v'shir, afal pish lo hisrbo el asra achas. Then he'd be chayav in every measure, in every of these, even though they only more than one time, because then the warning obviously would be going on multiple shir, and be told them that in the warning, and he accepted such a warning and did it anyway. You know, that's the story that he'd be chayav many times, even on one warning. In that case, the rav throws in. This mishnah chas, hayam mitami lemesim kolayim. A person, this nazir, he also cannot make himself tummy to dead people. He can't go into the cemetery, can't touch a dead person, and regular Jew is allowed to do that. He's not a Kohen. This Nazir is not. So, say he was doing that Aveira all day. Again, he only chayv one time. Amar lo al titame, lo mitame. But if they told him multiple times, don't defile yourself, don't become tummy. Yeah, and he was, chayv kol achas v'achas, again, he'll be chayv every time. So that seems to be a parallel to the previous Mishnah. Maybe we'll try to understand from the Rav why you need. I see the Rav here doesn't actually speak about this case, but I guess one could ask why you need this case if you just told the same thing in the previous case. Not for our discussion, but it would be something to wonder about. This Nazir, another thing he cannot do is cut his hair. So to say he was cutting his hair all day, he'll only be chayav one time again. They said to him, do not shave. Right? And multiple times, and he did. Again, he'll be chayav every time. It seems to be all four cases are very similar. High levels kilayim kolayim. This is now a regular person, not just a nazir. Regular person wearing kilayim. You can't wear kilayim. That's shatnez. You can't wear that. It's a mixture of woman. He's wearing it all day. Ino chayv alachas. Only chayv one time. Amar lo al tilbash al tilbash. Said don't wear that. And he continued to go poshe v'lovish. He takes it off and puts it back on. Chayv al kolachas v'alachas. You'd be chayv on every time. So there's only one comment to the Rav here. Maybe we'll answer a bit of a mystery of why we need so many cases to say a similar thing. I believe the Gemara speaks out perhaps a swear in this. Let's see here. It says thereof, Uhu koshet levelovish. This is on the last case of Kilayim. He takes off and puts on the clothing. Below koshet the gamre, elekevin shotzi erosha vechzir chai. He doesn't even have to take it off all the way. As long as he takes his head out of it and then puts it back, he'll be chai. The Gemara kalma dina koshet mamish. The Gemara says he doesn't actually take it off. Shashah bin astra vastra, they leave shotzi. He doesn't have to take it off at all, actually. He just has to wait between warnings the amount of time it would take to disrobe and put it back on. Such a person is the same as taking it off and putting it back on. Chayav kol hasra v'hasra, then he'd be chayav in every hasra and hasra. Again, the Rav didn't solve our mystery in front of us, and seemingly why we need all these cases. So leave it homework for people out there to try. Thank you for listening, and we'll continue.